Hello, and welcome to this week's FaithWorks on Redeemer Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. I have a special guest this week, Dr. Scott Hahn. Catholics all over the world read Dr. Hahn's writings, attend his lectures, watch his series on EWTN, and visit the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology to deepen their knowledge of the Scriptures and the faith. He holds the Pope Benedict XVI Chair of Biblical Theology at St. Vincent Seminary and is Professor of Theology and Scripture at Franciscan University of Steubenville. He is the founder and president of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. He is the author of over 20 books, including The Lamb's Supper, Reasons to Believe, and Kinship by Covenant, and co-author of Rome, Sweet Home. Hahn is also the general editor of the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, the Catholic Bible Dictionary, and Letter in Spirit, a journal of Catholic biblical theology. We're going to discuss several of Scott's latest books and projects and hear his thoughts on the current state of biblical theology in the Church and the labors of our beloved Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI. I've had the privilege of knowing Scott for more than a decade. I call him my boss as a senior fellow at the St. Paul Center, but more important, I have the honor of calling him my friend. Hello, Scott, and welcome to FaithWorks.
Matthew, it's great to be with you.
I remember quite a few years ago in one of our first conversations together, you talked about the powerful signs of renewal and promise that were appearing all over the world in the area of biblical theology and biblical studies. They certainly had their start in Pius XII and, of course, in the Second Vatican Council. Do you have the sense, though, that your predictions are truly coming to pass today?
Well, I'll be honest. At one level, it's looking better than I expected. On the other hand, I don't think I made any kind of predictions in the sense of a prophet might. You know,
right.
I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I just remember, you know, becoming Catholic in 1986, and while you could look back 30, 40, 50 years and see some really wonderful work in the area of biblical theology by Catholics, by Durwell.